Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning to you. You're very welcome to the programme. In a moment, we'll have the very latest from the Dáil as the hotly contested election of the new Crown Corla gets underway this morning. Also, multiple drone sightings over New Jersey in the United States have led to calls for military intervention. Our regular GP, Dr. Maura Finn, will have tips to treat all of the coughs, the colds and flus that are doing the rounds at the moment. Why the new year could see the cost of coffee going up. And today is our big Christmas cooking clinic day. Any and all questions that you have about the starter, the main event, the dinner or the dessert, chefs Brian McDermott and Nevin Maguire will be here to answer them all. So do get in touch now. You can WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32, the text number 51551, or email todaycb@rte.ie. So 174 TDs are taking up their seats in Leinster House this morning when the 34th Dáil meets for the first time, and the opening task facing those TDs is the election in a secret ballot of a Crown Corla to chair the Dáil. And our reporter Barry Lenehan has been meeting the TDs at Leinster House as they arrive for their first day, and he joins me now. So Barry, I know you're out and about there on Kildare Street, and the class of 2024 are rocking up to Leinster House today. I'm sure you're seeing plenty of familiar faces, but lots of new ones too.
Yes, good morning, Claire. Well, this is really the political equivalent, or the adult equivalent, if you will, of the first day of school, a unique point in the Irish political calendar. As I speak, families are walking up the 64 new TDs along the plinth here of Leinster House into the gates of the house behind me, really like parents walking anxious junior infants, pupils up to the school gates on the first day of September, whilst all around us, old TDs have gone through this before in their political lifetime, watching on wistfully and remembering their first day at school, if you will, as well. So a big day, lots of families around here as I speak. Fine Gael's Conor Brophy and his wife Maeve O'Connell, a new Fine Gael TD, speaking to the media. And while it's outside the gates of Leinster House, you could probably hear in the background a protest ongoing at the moment, roughly maybe 50-60 people in relation to Palestine as well. That the backdrop, but really a day of great fanfare, celebration here as families and political supporters walk up the 64 new TDs of the 174 cohort for the opening day of the 34th Dáil.
And listen, I hope there's no new TDs crying as their parents push them in the door. It could happen because we have some really young ones. You've been speaking to a few of them, haven't you?
That's it. We've quite a few young ones that remember in political infamy as well. Some politicians perhaps have parked their car in the wrong place on the opening day. So really, anything can happen. But amongst the early arrivals here on the opening day of the Dáil, one of the young ones indeed, Fianna Fáil TD for Galway East, Albert Dolan.
Look, it's an incredible feeling. It's incredible to walk through the gates of Leinster House here with my family. It's an incredibly proud day for my family. And I guess it's a special day for the people that supported me. Today is the first day I take my seat in Dáil Éireann to represent the people of Galway East that have given me this opportunity.
And you brought your father beside you with you as well.
Yes, yeah, it's an incredibly special day to have my mum and my dad here with me. And I guess, look, this is just one of those days you kind of pinch yourself and you just say, here we go.
And you ran yourself, am I right, in saying Michael F. Dolan as well in 2011. So this day perhaps even more special. Yeah, you weren't over the line on that occasion, but you're watching Albert go through those doors now.
Absolutely, yeah. Back in 2011, I ran for Fianna Fáil. Yeah, it was a different time. It was a different time for Fianna Fáil. It's great to see the party back in lead position now. And I'm delighted for Albert, and I want to wish him every success in the 34th Dáil sitting.
Were there many celebrations back in Galway after the election a few weeks ago, and the birthday celebrations as well?
Well, we had a few celebrations for sure, yeah. It was a big occasion. I mean, it was very coincidental that his birthday fell on the day he was actually elected to Dáil Éireann. He turned 26, and of course, it was very momentous for that to happen. And of course, we won't leave out the fact that his name is Albert. When he was born 26 years ago, I got the task of naming him, and I named him Albert after Albert Reynolds. So I'm delighted to see Albert Dolan in Dáil Éireann here today.
He's named after Albert Reynolds. That's a good one. Who else did you meet?
Well, I also met Albert Dolan's neighbour, Fine Gael TD for Galway East, Pete Roach from Abinacmoy. For many new TDs, it's a poignant day, in particular for Pete Roach. He lost his son to suicide. His girlfriend also died by suicide as well. And Pete told me in the induction day yesterday in the chamber how he thought of the two of them. I met the youngest TD, 24-year-old Owen Kenny from the Labour Party. Also Sinn Féin's Joanna Byrne. A big few weeks for her. She, of course, the chairperson of Drogheda United, the cup winner as well. And I met many more as well, starting with the Social Democrats new TD for Kildare North, Aidan Farrelly.
Oh, there's a lot of thoughts going on in my head, I have to say. It's a real honour. My family came up with me this morning. To be here is real privilege, but we've achieved nothing yet. And I think that's what's really important. I had my mum and dad in my head, I have Catherine Murphy in my head saying the work starts now. And we're very proud of the campaign that we run, but that's over. And now the time is to really start contributing to policy, whether that's national policy on issues that are important to me and to my constituency, but also the national picture on housing, on childcare, on environment. Now I'm ready to get to work.
Willie Aird, Fine Gael TD for Laois. You've waited a long time for this moment.
I have indeed. I've waited for you 44, 45 years. And it's great to come in here this morning because my grandfather came in here in 1927 as a Cumann na Gael TD, elected for Port Laois, County Laois and Laois Offaly at that time. And I'm back after all that Lenton was great. Unfortunately, he took ill and he died in Halloween 1931, 3 months before the next general election. And I've waited that length to come, if you like. So it's absolutely fantastic. Great day for me, great personal, you know, proud moment for me. And I have to say that it's nice to see his daughter, Kathleen Aird, is still alive, 93 years of age, living in Galway, and she's my godmother.
And would she be looking on today?
Of course she's looking on. Very proud day for her.
You were first elected to Port Laois Town Council as a 19-year-old,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I was indeed. In 1979, I was the youngest ever elected in the country at that time. And I remember being interviewed, having to come up here to Dublin to be interviewed by Gay Byrne at that time. Lord of mercy on him. So it's a great day for me. Great day for my family. Great day for people in Port Laois, Laois, everybody.
Did you ever think this moment wouldn't come?
No, I dreamed of this moment. There's always two things I'd love to do. One was to be chair of Laois County Council, which I was, and the other was if it came right for me and if I got a chance to run. And that I had to wait until now, and it did come. And thanks be to God, I was seventh overall elected in the country, which is a great achievement.
So John Connolly, new Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, you're about to enter the chamber for the first time as a new TD. What are the emotions?
Yeah, well, the emotions, I suppose, there's heightened emotions. There would be a long time in politics. I was first elected to the City Council in 2004, and I've been in and out of politics since, and it hasn't been a very straight journey. There's been ups and downs, but look, I'm delighted and I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm following in big footsteps. Our last deputy from Galway West, Harry McQueeve, he leaves a big void for the party, I think, and for the constituency. But I'm very much hopeful that I can fulfil everything that people expected of Eamon in the next couple of years.
Well, now, Barry, once they get in the doors and they take their seats, it's going to be a busy day, one that's rich in ceremony too. So what's going to happen?
Yes, rich in ceremony indeed, full of pageantry and pomp. It'll begin with the Clerk of the Dáil officially announcing and reading the names of all 174 TDs elected last month and at the beginning of this month, the most in the history of the state. Then is that opening task, which we'll discuss in a moment, is the secret ballot of Ciarán Cóirla to chair the Dáil, the House Speaker, if you will. The place awash with rumour on that this morning. A draft agenda for the rest of the day would show as well that there will be perhaps nominations for Taoiseach. We know Fine Gael's Simon Harris has already perhaps officially tendered his resignation as Taoiseach. He will not be nominated today, but he will continue on in that role for now. Fianna Fáil not proffering Micheál Martin. Sinn Féin telling me at the moment that Mary Lou MacDonald might well be going forward to be nominated. There will be those formal nominations and things will close later on, deciding on when to meet once again.
Right, so now you said there that the place is awash with rumour around the election of the Ciarán Cóirla. What is going on?
Yes, that is the million-dollar question, Claire. Four candidates in this race, as we know, the independent Wexford TD Verona Murphy, the outgoing Ciarán Cóirla Sean O'Farrell, Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness, and also Sinn Féin's veteran TD from Dublin South Central, Angus O'Snoddy. The favourite, of course, to take this prestigious role, which comes with a salary of €255,000 and guaranteed re-election at the next general election, is Verona Murphy, who would be the first woman to hold this job if she were to be successfully elected. Now, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at their parliamentary party meetings yesterday, as we know, they have advised members of their TDs to vote for Verona Murphy, saying her position, her nomination is tangled up in the government formation process, striking that deal with the regional group of independents. But will it all be plain sailing? Remember, this week, 5 years ago, Verona Murphy was expelled from Fine Gael after a controversial run in the Wexford by-election in the previous November and her controversial remarks around asylum seekers. And whilst 22 of the Fine Gael TDs are political greenhorns, with four not having held elected office before, the other 15, will they vote for Verona Murphy? And what of Fianna Fáil? I'm watching at the moment the Wicklow-Wexford TD, Malcolm Byrne. He is addressing the media and he has called in the Irish Independent this morning, and he's likely doubling down on this to the press corps at the moment, for Verona Murphy to apologise for criticising fake online profiles, disseminating defamatory slurs about her. Malcolm Byrne saying she should apologise because she addressed that accusation, that question, at the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, in the Dáil earlier this year. And Malcolm Byrne saying that casting a slight on Fianna Fáil elected representatives in Wexford. So many within Fianna Fáil and perhaps within Fine Gael, perhaps thinking, will they vote for Verona Murphy at all, or will they back John McGuinness or Sean O'Farrell? John McGuinness, I'm told this morning, saying he's still in this race.
Mm-hmm. Michael Moynihan didn't go for it in the end.
Michael Moynihan, the veteran TD from Cork North West, not going for it in the end. Sean O'Farrell, as you heard yesterday on your own programme, still very much wanting to go. The feeling of talking to TDs here is that Verona Murphy, even with attrition in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, might still have between 55 and 60 votes. Might that be enough? And don't forget, transfers come into play mm-hmm. here as well. In a general election, the TDs will go into the drawing room of the Shannon for a secret ballot, and one of those looking to win, the aforementioned Sinn Féin TD, Angus O'Snoddy, he thinks he might have, well, 60 votes in the bag. I asked him how so when I spoke to him a little earlier.
The latest state of play is there's still four in the running, although kind of some of those might withdraw or they won't get the votes required, but it's PR, so they will hopefully transfer to myself. And there are people who will vote number one for me. People will be surprised at who they are, just because they weren't happy with the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leadership given their endorsement of Verona Murphy. So I think I'm still in with a shot. Kind of half ten is when the whole proceeding starts, and we should know by lunchtime.
Do you think you have support even within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael going on what you're saying there?
Well, definitely I have. There's backbenchers there are unhappy with the way this was run, but there's also others who are upset that kind of this has been made a political football in the way it's been made, kind of that it's part of the government negotiations rather than kind of dealing with Parliament as a separate entity, and kind of the best person for the job should be the one getting the job.
What sort of numbers do you think you have? Obviously Sinn Féin, 39 TDs, including yourself, Labour, Social Democrats, some of the independents. Well, what sort of numbers do you think ballpark you might have?
I think I'll be around 60 or more, and I just can't put a figure on how many from within Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael will vote for me. Some of those will come in the form of transfers, kind of people who will have voted for Sean O'Farrell and John McGuinness if they haven't withdrawn by half 10. If they have withdrawn, then those numbers will go up for me.
You think one of those could withdraw?
I think so, yeah. But kind of, they were nominated up to 6 o'clock last night. They hadn't withdrawn at that stage, so they might still be on the ballot paper.
Well, there's four in it. And as he said there, as Angus said, we should know by lunchtime, which is why, Barry, we're going to come back to you before the end of the programme to find out the very latest. But once today is done, they then rise, they'll vote on this, and they're gone until January.
That's it, yes. They're gone until perhaps January 22nd, which might give an indication as to what's left to roll in those government formation talks. There will be a vote on that, with the opposition saying politicians should resume their business in the Dáil chambers sooner than that, given the plethora of issues that they have to deal with.
Barry, we'll catch up with you a little bit later on. That's Barry Lenehan at Leinster House. Coming up next, why road hauliers say Holyhead closures could impact all the way through until next March, plus why the cost of your cup of coffee will rise next year.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Let's have a quick check-in now at Leinster House. RTÉ's Barry Lenehan is there. So Barry, earlier we had the speeches from the four people who want to be Ceann Comhairle, and then the first vote was taking place. So what's been happening?
Yes, so the chamber lies empty at the moment as TDs vote for who will be the next Ceann Comhairle. But earlier on, the clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, he read out the proclamation of the Dáil in which President Michael D. Higgins dissolved the previous Dáil. He began reading the names then of those who'd been elected to the 34th Dáil, but Parish of Thought, he actually skipped a page on the list of constituencies, missing out from Galway West to Limerick City. So perhaps agony for the likes of Fine Gael's Willie Aird, who of course, as we heard, had been waiting since 1979 to be elected, and Fianna Fáil's Michael Cahill, who claims he's been waiting for this moment all his life. Their names actually weren't listed out originally, so perhaps their heart skipped a beat, but the clerk of the Dáil, realising his mistake and going back to read in the constituencies of Galway West to Limerick City into the record. Interestingly, of course, the last Dáil, the first time ever, bitter rivals turned coalition bedfellows, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, in coalition together for the first time. And today, on the opening day of the 34th Dáil, for the first time ever, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs were seated as one, all sit together, all mixed up in the same cocktail on the Dáil benches. So rather interesting to see that dynamic here today for the first time in the history of the state.
So then, the main topic on the agenda, as we were chatting about earlier, is the coveted post of the Ceann Comhairle. And we had those pitches from the candidates, the four candidates vying for the job, Barry. What do they have to say?
Yes, and as I speak, the ushers of the Dáil carrying out the ballot boxes away from the voting room. The Dáil has been suspended as they now go away and count whom will be the next Speaker of the House. We heard those pitches. We heard from Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny, John McGuinness. He outlined in great detail his CV, first elected in 1997 as a TD. He is a former Minister for Trade, and pointed out to his record as the former chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee and also chairperson of the Finance Committee as well, reminding people of his work in the PAC, looking into the scandal around the Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe, the Grace case as well, and also in the Finance Committee dealing with the vulture funds and the tracker mortgage scandal, which he told the House originally had just 3,000 cases, but then 50,000 plus. He says for him to be in charge, that Dáil members, even government backbench TDs, would no longer be on the sidelines. We heard from Verona Murphy from Wexford. She evoked the words of her former constituency colleague, Avril Doyle, who said politics was the last blood sport, which she said was an appropriate description. But she also pointed out to her record a sub-chair in the House, filling in for Sean O'Farrell in recent months, including her interactions with the Kerry TD Danny Healy-Ray, who is of course his phone often going off, his Nokia phone, during proceedings. Indeed, in the first few minutes of the 34th Dáil, Danny Healy-Ray's phone also went off. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. She said if elected, she could perhaps lead a diverse, forward-looking 34th Dáil as the first female Ceann Comhairle. Sean O'Farrell, you mentioned his statement already in the programme. Interestingly, his hands shook as he spoke. He seemed rather nervous as he started in Irish, but pointed to the reforms he has brought in the role already. And then Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snoddy, who also spoke greatly, Osgailge, and said, "Why we might always not agree in this House, we have no need to be hateful," and said he had cheekily asked those at the government benches for their vote. He said he could be a true independent chair. Those are the four vying for this highly coveted position.
All right, Barry, and we should know fairly soon, I would imagine. The prediction was around lunchtime, what the result is of that vote. That's Barry Lenehan there at Leinster House. And that brings us to the end of the programme. Thank you very much for listening. The programme was produced today by Ronan Coveney, research by Cormac Burke. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland, and on sound was Niall McMonagall. It's coming up to 12 o'clock. Time to go over to Louise.